ask you to join me in welcoming Joan Isaac. She's the Community and Aboriginal Relations Manager for Fortis, and Fortis has very generously sponsored our lunch today. So please give a hand for Joan.
Thank you, everyone. We are pleased to be here today and sponsoring your Leadership Academy, as we've been doing since actually your beginnings. I'm here today with Carmen Dreichel. Carmen is our Community Relations and Aboriginal Relations Manager on Vancouver Island. She also looks after Whistler and the Sunshine Coast. We are looking forward to upcoming Local Government Association conferences and as well the UBCM coming up later on in the fall. So as leaders, you're making very important decisions that strengthen your communities. You may also face many challenges in making those decisions. And so for those of you that sat in on Chief Robert Joseph's conversation here earlier, you can understand that this work can sometimes be very challenging. And we feel that the work that Reconciliation Canada has been doing has been a very strong voice to ignite change in our communities. So we applaud and support the efforts of Reconciliation Canada and the work that they're doing. So the majority of your important decisions will have you demonstrating strong leadership. And so you may be asking, how does FortisBC demonstrate leadership? So I'd like to tell you, a lot of this is reflective of our gas side of our business. We also have electricity services throughout BC, but a lot of my comments will reflect on some of our gas distribution. So we have been making some really big advances on natural gas delivery and customer service that bring economic and environmental benefits to your communities. So since we serve over 135 communities throughout the province, 56 First Nations, and have over a million customers, we feel it's very important to work with municipal governments, local authorities, to ensure that we're collaborating on any of the work that we're doing, and as well to help your local businesses and residents to conserve energy, improve their bottom lines, and lessen their environmental impacts. So our corporate motto is Energy at Work. And this is not just about delivery of electricity or natural gas services. It's also about constantly striving to keep energy costs affordable. It's about approaching our regulator with innovative options and new ways of distributing natural gas and making it more economical for customers to attach to gas. And incentivizing. We make it easier for our customers to choose the most efficient appliances possible. So we're anticipating a decision from the BC Utilities Commission later this year that will have us remodel our main extension test. So that means it makes it easier for those that are near our gas distribution to connect. It's more economically viable, and it'll enable them to be able to get off those higher carbon-intensive fuels. We are a leader in innovation on natural gas delivery, as demonstrated through our renewable natural gas program. So based on customers' feedback several years ago, we were told to look at renewable energy options and distribution through our networks. So we were one of the first utilities in North America to start investing in biomethane and biomethane, scrubbing it clean and injecting it in through our natural gas distribution. So we collaborate with local landfills, farmers, and other facilities to produce this carbon-neutral source of energy. So we can all do our part for the betterment of the environment. And renewable natural gas is available throughout the province, and you can purchase it in a blend, 5%, 10%, all the way up to 100%. And this is also supporting the green economy, and those customers that actually buy into that renewable natural gas could receive a carbon tax credit. So dialogue is also very important. We engage with the public and municipalities early on in many of our system improvements and major projects. This ensures that there's an opportunity to ask questions and provide input. And it allows us time to incorporate the important community details into our planning process. For example, community input had our engineers re-examine a route of our pipeline upgrade here in Burnaby. So we're now looking at a new running line that incorporated some of the local interests. We worked with local planners and park staff in the District of North Vancouver to select a tree species that could be planted safely near our natural gas right-of-way and allowed us to still carry on our regular maintenance work. So internally at Fortis, we're proud to say that our employees are strong supporters of local nonprofits, and they volunteer. Employees who volunteer with an organization can apply to FortisBC, and we will actually donate $300 to that organization on a yearly basis. In 2014, FortisBC donated over $83,000, and employees also donated $66,000 out to those organizations that they're volunteering with. Carmen and I are also very privileged to be able to go out and hunt down grassroots initiatives. We have a community investment program that we're able to tap into. We look for initiatives that revolve around safety, the environment, education, or Aboriginal initiatives. In 2015, we supported over 200 local initiatives in the communities. So to conclude, FortisBC is an innovator, a collaborator, a funding partner, and a big supporter of local government. So please stop by and talk to us this afternoon and enjoy the rest of your conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joan. And on behalf of the group here, I'd just like to extend a big thank you to Fortis for their generosity in supporting this lunch today and always coming and participating in the events that local governments put on. We appreciate it very much.